Thank you for holding. Is this Austin?
This is.
Hey, Austin. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you, John?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day. Obviously, trying to find a handyman in San Antonio. These guys got me going crazy. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Kara. She's one of my reps here. She's actually one of my better reps here. But she asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing with you. Did you have any questions about the listing on Google, aside from just the price?
Well, yeah, kind of just what are you guys doing? Just kind of setting me up for Google AdWords and stuff like that, and I'm not having to worry about dealing with all the logistics on that end, and I just, of course, you guys are upcharging it, and then I pay you to take care of it.
Well, we could do Google Ads, too, but that's not what we were originally calling you about. We were calling about Google Places placement. Those are the guys that show up on the map there in San Antonio, just to the left.
Okay.
Yeah, there's only about three of them there for the whole area. So it's pretty
well,
nice.
Show me how to do this. I'm on Google right now.
Yeah, just type in Handyman San Antonio, Texas, like if you were looking for a handyman. You don't even have to type in San Antonio, actually, because you're there. So just type in Handyman. As if you're looking for a handyman service. So what your customers do, unless they already know.
I mean, which ones are you talking about? The ones that say handyman nearby? Says ads?
Yeah. Yep. No, not the ads. The ads are at the top, so those ones are different. You'll notice if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see a map, and then there's a couple of them next to it.
Oh, okay. I see Ace Handyman, Fix It Freddy, Mr. Handyman of Stone Oak.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about? And then
exactly.
Where would my address come up? Because I just work out of my house.
Well, we can hide your address. You wouldn't be the first guy to do business out of his home, especially as a handyman. I mean, you're going to the customer almost 100% of the time. They're not coming to you unless they're, you know, fixing something small.
Gotcha. And how many people are on these listings that I'll be part of? Because it seems like there's a lot.
Yeah, only three show up and on the first page. We're talking about first page placement. If you hit more businesses, obviously you'll get a bunch of other guys on the qualified candidates list. But if you scroll down even past these guys, you'll see Yelp and you'll see Angie, and there's even a Home Advisor listing down there now. So it's like if you're already using the Home Advisor program, you know, then they're basically would be sending you leads that they're getting off of Google.
Yeah, I know they have me listed somewhere because I'm getting direct phone calls from customers as well that's not showing up in my, like, pro profile.
Yeah, it's hard to do that. I mean, if they click on the Home Advisor listing or the Angie's listing and they find your business, they might not be coming directly from Home Advisor, you know? The ones that come from Home Advisor are usually sent to you and they usually have a fee attached to it. It's actually why they're under investigation with the Federal Trade Commission right now, is because they've been selling the same lead like to 10 people or like 10 times over, and they're collecting lead fee from everybody, whether they get the job or not.
Okay. So what pricing? What are you putting me on?
Well, so for the guys that are up there now, they're on something similar to our Platinum package. Here, let me show you. Do you get texting on this number that we're on, Austin?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a mobile, yeah.
Okay, here, let me show you. Make it a lot easier, because it's not just one thing that we do for you. We would have to complete your online profile and verify your Google business page.
Are you going to make me a website?
Yeah, we would build a .com for you, and we'd host it, develop all the content. So that's included in our Platinum package. That's why I was saying that's what these guys are on right now. Let me show you.
Does that include email?
We can create a custom email through G Suite. Have you ever heard of G Suite before? You can also get like a tracking number through there as well. If you want to use that, it's up to you. But it gives you all the tools that you need in order to market a business online. So that's part of G Suite. You can get a custom email. You can even make the email like info@texashandymanservice.com instead of a traditional Gmail email.
And if you don't mind me asking, what drove y'all to me?
Well, so we have an inventory department. They actually get the qualified candidates list from Google. You can get on the qualified candidates list from a variety of different factors. It could be length of time in business, any and all reviews generated, going through background screenings, things like that. You know, we try to find trusted professionals that we know are safe to send to people's home or recommend as a top option on Google.
Okay.
And then my reps like Tara, there's about 40 of them down there. It's like a boiler room kind of thing. And they just kind of call out on the spot that's available with the qualified candidates until it fills.
All right, man. Sounds pretty interesting, but of course, yeah, let's talk some numbers, which you can do.
Okay, so if you look at the pricing page there, you scroll down a little bit, you'll see there's three packages. There's a Pro, a Platinum, and a Platinum Premier. I don't think a Platinum...
Where am I supposed to be looking?
I sent you a text message, sorry.
Okay, here we go.
No problem. And then so the beginning of it will sound kind of repetitive. I know Tara kind of went over how we get you found online, generate leads, monitor your reviews, and track your success. It goes over some of our proven success. We were established in 2004, over 10,000 active clients, 4.9 out of 5 satisfactory rating. That was over our setup process, our Google Premier partnership. We are a premier Google partner, so we're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. And then, of course, the packages there. It says SEO packages. So what I was saying is that, you know, the top guys in your area, because San Antonio is such a large metropolitan area, they're doing more of like a Platinum bundle. We could do Platinum Premier in the future, but I just don't recommend starting that out because it's a little bit more expensive, and that one does include the Google Ads if you wanted to do the Google Ads. But I was thinking that I could put you on this Platinum bundle and then honor the pricing structure that Tara requested. So I basically upgrade you, get you down to that $299 pricing structure. She put that in the notes here, that she quoted you about $10 to $12 a day. So
how long is that good for?
I would lock that in. So that's the added incentive. If you come on board with us today, I lock in your pricing structure at $299.
So I'm paying you $299 a month. I don't care if it's the next 10 years. It's not going to change?
Yeah. Actually, I have clients like that.
Okay.
Their fee locks in. So as long as you're with us, it's not going to go up or change on you or anything like that, even if our prices change.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So just, I worked IT for a bank many years at a desk, man. That wasn't me. I started opening my own business, you know, doing it all on my own for a while until I've got an employee now and we've been, you know, I've been nothing but growing and, you know, making customers happy. So making sure the job is done right is you know, my memo. Just know,
mm-hmm.
Same way I got sold with a home advisor, I was a little pissed off with them afterwards. So I'm going to trust you because it's got to take risks to grow my business. So just based on what you're saying, telling me sounds great, locked in at 300, let's go ahead and go along with it, man. Just, you know, promise me nothing else I'm going to worry about or anything's going to change later on after they've sold.
Yeah, no surprises, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees. So we don't operate like that. You just get billed one time per month, and then I've included all the products and features in your package, and I'll send that over to you in writing with your invoice receipt as well, so you'll have that all in writing. So you're making a good decision.
Okay.
Yeah, this is about the best thing that you can do for your business when it comes to online marketing. A lot of times people wait like a year, 2 years for one of these spots just to become available and then miss the phone call, and we end up getting a guy
like
you.
Is this just my area right now? Do I need someone? Am I just in the right time, right spot, right time?
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what it is, because the spot has to become available in order for us to start reaching out to people, and then you're also on a list of other companies. So it's like they either got to, you know, I've dealt with all kinds of objections this morning where, you know, oh, I don't know if I have the money, or, oh, I got to talk to my wife about it, or, you know, it's timing.
So I wasn't first pick. Is that what you're telling me now?
Well, I mean, the qualified candidates list is kind of random. You know, sometimes we put people in there that maybe they don't have as good of reviews as some of the other candidates, but they've been kind of pestering us about it, or like we talked to them about it before and they didn't get it then, and then they're like, well, the next time it opens up, and they keep following up. So we usually try to get to those guys first if we promise them we're going to call them first. But if they don't answer...
It does sound... One thing I can say, it does kind of sound like, you know, let's say my reviews drop or whatnot, you guys could probably drop me at any time, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why it's we don't have any new ones where we say, hey, let's sign up for a year. You know, we like the month-to-month flexibility because it's if you are dropping the ball or, God forbid, something happened, criminal, you know, we want to be able to not promote you or basically cut ties, you know, tell, hey, keep your money and we're going to go a different direction.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for your business. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 210-442-7027. And then what's your last name, Austin?
It's Schramm. It's S-C-H-R-A-M-M-2-M.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business or do you have a partner?
No, I'm sole owner.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
It's txcandyservice@gmail.com.
Perfect. Go ahead and update. Make sure it comes back as valid. Okay, valid. And then what's the address where I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
Like address?
Yeah, I remember you said it was your street address was your residence. I'll have it hidden for you, but I still have to send that postcard there.
Okay, it's 12215 Ridge Corner Street.
Okay, I found it. 78247?
Yeah.
Okay. Still within San Antonio. Yep. Okay, and then I'll have that hidden. So when you see your listing, it'll say San Antonio, Texas, 78247. Just won't have the street address, and the turn-by-turn directions will be deactivated. And then I know it's Texas Handyman Service. Are you incorporated or an LLC by chance?
No, I'm a sole P.
Sole P, okay. Go ahead and update. All right, and how would you like your hours of operation displayed?
Do 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Regular hours. Emergency calls I can do at night, you know, if I answer, but if there's a way to put in there, just some, you know, it's going to be more
emergency
expensive.
Services available? Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Anything after hours. You know, they should expect to get charged a bit more, especially, I mean, as a handyman service, I don't know what's going to be, you know, an emergency in the middle of the night, but you never know.
Well,
and then,
sometimes, you know, their house may be flooding, and they just need someone to cut off their water, you know.
Oh, yeah, something simple. Maybe they're old. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that just don't know how to do that.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Yeah, you'd be surprised. Yeah, I agree with that. I have a couple of them in my family, actually. It's kind of nuts. They call me over to do the most absurd things. But 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., is that Monday through Friday, or did you want to have the weekends
available?
Yeah,
Monday through Friday.
Okay. And then emergency services available, so... It'll have Saturday and Sunday listed as closed, but obviously the emergency services will override that. So anything on the weekends will fall into that emergency category where you could charge a premium.
Okay.
Okay. Let me go ahead and submit. All right, perfect. And then did you have a company logo or photos that you wanted to use for your .com?
Do we have to do all that now?
No, we don't have to do that now. I would just, if you have them, I'll send you the email, and then whenever you're ready, you could send them in. We already have your email and number on file, so we'll know it's you and what website to apply them to.
Okay. Yeah, I need to make a logo, which I have one. I just need to get it, you know, finalized and looking pretty.
Yeah. No worries. Take your time with it. We also have graphic designers in-house if you want recommendations or help with the logo.
Okay. Okay. Are those guys that you guys promote as well?
Yeah. So what do you mean that we promote?
Like you sign me up?
Well, no, it's part of your package. So usually if they're in-house. They're in-house reps. So you're going to do a client interview. The client interview is where it's like a set amount of questions that helps them develop the site for you. It'll also go over like the keywords and services you offer and the specific service area you target. We want to customize your campaign so that way your calls are always qualified, your website looks good. We don't want to waste your time or an end user's time. maybe linking you guys up or matching you together, and it's not ideal. So the client interview usually takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. I would have to schedule it for the following day, so we'd have to set that for tomorrow, so that way they have time to do the keyword research. What's a good time where I could have a technician contact you and walk you through that?
Let me look at my schedule here. I would say anytime after 2 p.m.
After 2, okay. I have a 3 to 4 available tomorrow.
That works.
All right, perfect. And then I'll send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail. And then I'll also send out a text. I'm going to set you up for an automated text 1 hour before, just to confirm if that's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I'll provide you with my direct number and extension here, and then if something pops up, just, you know, we could reschedule it, but I want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible.
All right, sounds good. I'm assuming you want payment from me.
Just a second. Let me just set up the client interview, and then I'll get the payment from you. Perfect. So that's confirmed tomorrow. 3 and 4 CT. Okay. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299 for the platinum package, and I've waived your setup fee for you. How did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Let me find what I did with it real quick. Well, it is Visa.
Okay. Is it under your name or the business name or both?
Both.
Both, okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address for sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yes, it's 4246-31. All right. 3153. 2908. 6134.
6134. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0327.
0327, and then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
226.
You said 326?
226.
226. Okay. And then before I can secure the placement with your business, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. This is an added form of protection for you. This is going to outline the service agreement, and we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, you just stop me. And then I could always rephrase it for you. You know, I just say, hey, John, what does that mean? And then,
fair enough.
Okay, no worries. So let me get this paper. What did I do with it? Okay, here it is. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Texas Handyman Service.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Austin Schramm. I'm sole owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying like that you can't do anything extra or anything additional. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add anything that has to do with online marketing for the business, let us know about it so I can make sure that you're not like paying for something that we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the listings.
Fair enough.
Okay. If somebody touches your website and ruins it, I'm going to be really upset. Okay. So the initial term of your service agreement is going to be 2 months. It's paid out 1 month at a time, but it's a 2 month verbal contract that they have on all of these. So just full disclosure there. It says your payment will be charged today for the initial term and account setup in the discounted amount of $299 for our platinum bundle, and I have waived the setup fee. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month in the discounted amount of $299. That's indefinite. So as long as you're with us. It states you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time up to 3 business days before your next billing is due. Either way, there are no cancellation fees nor penalties should you decide to discontinue our services. And then it says, do you understand and agree to the service agreement?
Yes, I understand and agree.
All right, so let me go ahead and authorize the first month's payment. It says, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email as well as a welcome text message, loaded with information about what to expect as a new local Splash client. The email will also contain your username and password for you to log into your account dashboard and tracking system. You will be assigned a dedicated account manager, which will be myself. I'm going to give you my direct number and extension here. It says if you have any questions or you want to make changes, please contact your account manager at any time. I'm available, not anytime actually, so I don't know why it says that. I'm only here Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. If it's outside of those hours, it's the same phone number. You just hit extension 1, and then there'll be there's a 24/7 customer service department available too, so it'll just be a separate operator.
Sounds good.
Okay. Just want to be transparent about that because it says anytime, and I'm like, hey, I
well,
yeah,
anytime, man.
I got 2 kids to go home to. I am not going to be here all the time. Okay, so you should receive a text message here shortly, Austin. It'll say, Austin, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Let me know when you get that. Might take a second here, but they told me that the payment.
Where is your name again?
My name is John.
Okay, my theory is even saying this is your contact is John.
Yeah, that's really strange, actually. Oh, it's because
right?
It's because I think it's because of the text. That's why, because I put a text in there. Yeah, it says hi, this is John. So I think it kind of identified it through there.
Am I supposed to get an email or a text? Because I got an email saying thank you for choosing.
Oh, yeah, both. Yeah, both. Everything that we send over to you will come through as a text and an email unless you opt out of the texting in this terms and conditions that we're about to open up here.
Yeah.
So if you don't want text messages, that's totally fine, too. I understand.
No, that's fine. I do. I like
that. Yeah, I'm 31. I text all the time. I feel like for you're probably about that age or younger, but for us that's pretty normal. I feel like the older guys are always the ones that like, I don't check my text messages, just call me. I'm like, okay.
Well, it depends on who I'm speaking to. I cut my wife off from texting me during the
Yeah, my lady's just texting.
She likes to misinterpret it.
Yeah, I'll get the randomest messages. I have a son who's almost a year. He's going to be a year on Thursday. And, like, this past year, I've just been getting the weirdest messages, like divers and just random stuff, man. It's just weird. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I can't focus at home on home while I'm at work. So when I go to work, that's your job. Yeah. All right. That's so weird that we haven't got this text, though. Usually I can, it'll tell me that you've received it on this end. It doesn't say it was sent successfully yet, though.
The last one I got says, hi, this is John. Get your business at the top of Google today. Contact me at.
Yeah, that's the last one that I have that's showing it's sent successfully. The other one's an automation. So once finance gets approval on your payment, they automatically send it out, but it says that they already got approval on it 2 minutes ago. So it should, you should have gotten it already. Oh, now it's saying sent successfully. You got it?
No, I have another email.
Oh, that's weird. It's saying
there
that
it is, just got it.
Okay. I think it's just because it has that embedded hyperlink in there where it says, please click here. So maybe that's why it's a little slower than the other one. But if you could click on that, you'll find an outline of the full agreement in writing. So it'll have all the products and features in the Platinum package. This is important because I know you said, hey, you know, you're trusting me, you know, and I appreciate that. But I want to make sure we have full transparency at the same time, especially if you're coming from a bad experience. So this is everything in black and white, and it's also sent over to your email. So you'll have on file, hey, I'm getting all these products and features for this discounted pricing structure, and then that way, you know, you always have a paper trail of evidence there, of proof.
I didn't really get a link in there. It just had an email and a phone number.
No, it should say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. I think
let me look at the email. If the email says that, I should be able to do it.
Here, I can just send the link, too, manually. Let me just cut the...
I have the email. Can I just do it through the email?
Or yeah, if there's that click here tab, either one works. Yeah. I just resent it over to you, too. But either one works. It's just at the bottom, it'll ask you to certify that you're an authorized user on the billing of the account. And then you sign your first and last name to agree to the subscription terms. And then when you confirm signature, that'll officiate the agreement and lock us in at that discounted rate. And then you'll have that, it'll take you to your login page, basically, for your tracking system. But I don't think they're actually going to give us the login credentials right now.
I hit accept, now I'm on that login thing. So we can
hold
there.
Yeah, so don't worry about that right now. They're telling me that they're going to give you the login credentials, and they're going to send over this YouTube video that they just developed that shows you how to use the tracking system. It's like a 6.5-minute video, he said. So they'll send that to you at the end of the client interview tomorrow.
Perfect.
But that's basically it for the initial sign-up. Obviously, I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I appreciate you giving me your trust, and I'm looking forward to building on that and developing a long-term, profitable business relationship with you. Couple things I just want you to keep in mind. You know, there's a few steps that I'm going to really need from you in the beginning. After that, we can kind of just go ahead and do our thing and then let you focus on the calls and the reviews. Client interview tomorrow. I got you set up between 3 and 4 o'clock, central time. Like I said, I'll send a text over to you 1 hour before just to make sure that's still a good time for you. Also there's a PIN verification letter. On average, it takes about 3 to 5 days to receive in the mail. We can't actually list you until we get that PIN verification letter, so it's very important that, you know, let the missus know or somebody who checks your mail to look out for that. We don't want to have to
read
it. But there's a 5-digit number on the back of that I'll need from you, and you could either text that over, email it over, or you could call in with it, whatever's more convenient for you. But we need that 5-digit PIN. After that, you can burn it, throw it in the trash, do whatever you want with it. But We got to verify you. We only got to do that one time as long as you own your business. So even if you're not with us down the line, you know, you're going to have a verified Google business page that'll save all the Google reviews that you develop and things like that. So.
And then even if I switch to like an LLC, I'm assuming I just got to let you guys know.
Yes. Let me know so I could update the business name. And that way all the directories will update with that as well. Have you developed a Facebook business page for Texas Handyman Service?
My wife made a Facebook for me, but I don't know if it's business or not.
Okay. We won't promote your personal one.
Well, no, it's for the business.
Have you on there giving the Zoolander blue seal. But we do have Facebook ads as part of that Platinum bundle that I put you on. If you already have one, we can log into that. Obviously, we'll get the login credentials from you tomorrow during that client interview. If you can't get those from her, I'll just have them build you a whole new one from scratch. But we want to make sure that we can squeeze everything out of that lemon as we can. Even if it's only like 3 or 4 additional jobs a month, then, you know, so be it. You know, we want to take advantage of that. Yeah, because we're about to become a Meta partner here shortly. So we've already passed all the testing and the certifications, but now we're just waiting for them to process what the full agreement is going to be on our Meta partnership. So that's exciting for the future. But we're supposed to go back and actually call all our pre-existing clients and offer them some ads on Facebook, but I'm not looking forward to that. I'm definitely going to not participate, but that's a whole nother thing. Anyway, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just give me a call. But I'll let you get back to your day, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow for that client interview.
Sounds good, John. Have a good one.
All right, Austin. I'll talk to you soon.